I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. That's a song, Perros, by the Mexican group Cartel de Santa. In Mexico, the tune is now bittersweet. It was walk-on music for professional wrestling superstar Pero Aguayo Jr. He was wrestling royalty, the son of another superstar wrestler from the 1970s. Both were known for La Lanza, a double-footed stomp that devastated opponents. But we'll never see La Lanza again, at least not performed by Pero Aguayo Jr. He died recently in the ring. There's video of that match and Aguayo slumping on the ropes. And for fellow luchador Marco Corleone of Mexico City, it is very hard to watch.
It was something very, very tragic, and it made it more tragic because we actually saw all the cameras were right there in front of his face. The whole world watched him die in front of our eyes, you know, and I think that's the weirdest part of it all, you know, because there's not one move that I saw as a professional wrestler. I have about 17, 18 years wrestling, and, you know, there's not one move that looks out of the ordinary there, you know? Mm. But, yeah, just a sad situation on so many levels.
Yeah, I mean, one of the levels that we have to talk about is just the fact that it happened to Pero Aguayo. I mean, he's a really important wrestler in Mexico. Tell us about him. Who was he?
If I had to choose a list of the top five wrestlers based on skill, popularity, and success in the ring, I would definitely put Pedro in the top five in the past 9 years that I've been here. He knew how to provoke the people, you know, and it's very difficult. And also his character was what we call Rudo, which means like the bad guy. In every wrestling match is the good guy and there's the bad guy, you know. And the thing about Pedro is, although he was a bad guy and he played the character of a bad guy, he was very beloved. I mean, it was very hard. If you were the good guy wrestling him, it was very hard to steal the show from him because he demanded so much attention because he had so much charisma and so much knowledge that I think sometimes can only be passed on by a father, you know, like he had a legendary father.
Considering what he represents or what Pero Aguayo represented in Mexico, how did people there take the news?
Oh, it was very hard. You know, like I said before, watching this guy die in front of our eyes, that's the thing that makes it hard, too, because I'm going to tell you something about wrestling in the WWE in the United States. It's popular, obviously. But if you, me growing up, WWE or WWF when I was growing up, wasn't an important thing to me. Like, in our country of the United States, there's basketball, there's football, there's baseball, hockey, soccer, golf. Lucha Libre or wrestling, pro wrestling in this case, isn't considered sometimes a sport in our country. Here in Mexico, we're heroes. Lucha Libre is so much culture. You know, when kids grow up here, they want to be soccer players or they want to be wrestlers, luchadores.
And it's not just limited to one kind of strand of society. It seems pretty democratically embraced in Mexico.
Yeah, it's culture. It's culture. I mean, I simply believe that, like, on some people's mantles, like grandma's, and I believe those pictures of Jesus Christ, the Virgin Mary, and pictures of Santo. You know, like he was that beloved. So the thing that makes the Pedro Aguayo thing so tough is because wrestlers or luchadores are so respected here, they didn't just watch a wrestler die. They watched the superhero die. They watched Spider-Man die in front of their eyes, you know? We're looked at as larger than life, untouchable, unable to hurt, like metal. But in this case, we saw that a star, a big star, died in front of our eyes and fell victim to an accident and death. And that's a tough part.
Mexican luchador Marco Corleone telling us about the late Pero Aguayo Jr.